Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
The sale of alcohol bill is being considered by the Oireachtas and could see nightclubs stay open until 6am, late bars until 2:30am. Now, there have been suggestions that for health and safety, the sale of shots should be banned after 2am. What do you think about that? But listen to this. There's a city already bringing in a similar rule. It's Adelaide in Australia. So we thought, why not find out how it's going to work there? So on the line now is Andrew Hoff, investigations editor at the Advertiser newspaper in Adelaide. Andrew, good morning.
Actually, good evening here, Jen. How are you?
I'm lovely. It's lovely to hear your gorgeous accent on the show today. So thank you for doing this. Andrew, tell us, what are the proposed new rules over there?
So we've actually, to clarify, we've actually already got these lockout laws in Adelaide. So since 2015, we've actually had lockout laws in place, so which are, and I'm not sure what you guys are proposing, but there's two tranches to this. One, you are not allowed to leave a nightclub after 3 a.m. and then come back into the nightclub. So you're obviously free to leave, but you can't come back in. So effectively, you are locked out from entering another bar, nightclub, hotel, pub, whatever. So those laws have been in place for a very long time. What the government here is now proposing, they reviewed those laws earlier this year, and what they've only just proposed is very similar to the banning of shots that you guys are looking to introduce.
Yes.
So the proposal here is same thing. Alcohol shots and those types of very quick drinking drinks, what we call rapid consumption. So shots, shooters, doubles, laybacks, test tubes, blasters, stingers or jelly shots.
What's a blaster?
Look, I don't know about you, but those types of drinks, they're well past my age.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
there
yeah,
are people
yeah.
that still obviously drink that. But they are proposing that from 2 a.m. they will be outlawed and bars and nightclubs will be not allowed to serve or advertise those types of drinks after 2 a.m. Does that make sense?
Somebody's just texting saying, what is a blaster?
I knew you would ask that. I think a blaster is a kind of very sweet drink in a kind of in a short glass that you can knock back really easily. I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I'm sure
something
people
like
are madly
that.
Googling it now, and I'm sure I'll be proven wrong. But it's many years since I've had those types
Sounds
of
like
drinks, Jen. I can tell
Sounds
you.
Like a hangover. Andrew,
yes,
tell me
indeed.
Just about the lockout law that you have now at the moment, and the fact that people can't re-enter a club. How is that policed? How do you guys do that, and how has that been working out?
So it's actually very, very heavily policed. So the license, what we call license venues, so people, organisations or buildings that are legally able to host a big number of people and legally serve alcohol, they're well aware of the laws, and the police very much patrol and keep a very watchful eye on that. So it's managed by the police.
Okay.
And we have a concentrated area of nightclubs in a very popular entertainment strip. So police are aware if people are breaking the lockout laws.
Okay.
But what happened was when it was introduced all those years ago, we had a lot, and the reason it was introduced is that Adelaide had a really big problem with alcohol-fueled violence and thugs and drunken people getting into fights and brawls, and people got really hurt. People were knocked out. You know, people nearly died from this type of violence, and it was getting out of control. So they wanted to introduce that. And in the first 12 months after they were introduced, the crime rates dramatically dropped off, 25-30% in some cases. And so it was deemed a success. However, over the course, you know, over the course of time, the rules were viewed as very draconian, very strict. Then we had COVID. And I don't know what you guys did over there, but COVID here meant it shut all the nightclubs down. It shut all the pubs down and people couldn't go out. And there were really, really big restrictions placed on nightclubs and those late night entertainment venues, they were called.
Sure.
And so early, like late last year, there was this big push from the nightclub owners to lift these restrictions. They'd had a really tough time during COVID and they felt that the lockout laws were actually being counterproductive. And there was evidence that showed that when you kicked people out after 3 a.m. and not allowing them back in, it actually caused a lot of problems in the early hours.
Because they're hanging around the streets.
That's right. And they're drunk, they've got nowhere to go. And in licensed venues, you've got bouncers and bar staff and you know, it's really well policed. But in the street, they're free to act however they want. And so there was this real big push to lift it. But the man in charge of our liquor laws here, liquor law man, liquor licensing commissioner, decided that actually the police, ambulance, our hospitals and the state government here didn't want them to be lifted. So he decided not to. But in the process of that, decided to float this idea of banning shots. And that's caused a lot of backlash here from people saying that that's just being a nanny state. Why can't people actually make their own decisions for themselves?
Well, firstly, Andrew, I'm just going to say... So the sale of alcohol bill is being considered by our Oireachtas and could see nightclubs stay open till 6 a.m. So hearing about your experience with people being kicked out of nightclubs and the problems it can cause with people being drunk on the streets, I have faith in that working. The shots thing, that the proposed law about the and the proposed new rules about the shots, you said there's backlash there. I'm sure there's people will find loopholes and all that kind of stuff. So what is the general consensus? So people are for, are against, and what are the pros and cons of this, do you think?
Well, so when I say kicked out, so if someone, they don't shut it, our nightclubs don't shut at 3 a.m. They go through, well, some do, but a lot of them go through the night. The lockout laws are if you leave a nightclub, you can't come back in after 3 a.m. So that effectively locks them out. In terms of the shots, there is a lot of people that feel that that is a good thing at that time of morning. I mean, you know, who really thinks it's a good idea to allow drunk people to go and knock back shots or tequila slammers or whatever Blasters. Your poison is at that time of morning, right? That can't be a really good thing. So there's that element. But there are the nightclubs and the publicans and the hospitality industry that say, well, hang on a minute, no one else is... You know, you can go and knock these shots back in the street. You could go knock them back in your home. You can knock them back also at the casino, because the casino, we have a big casino here in Adelaide, that's exempt. There are no lockout laws for the casino. So you can leave a nightclub, not get let back in, but you can go to the casino and continue with this. So there are a number of people that go, hang on a minute, this is not great, this is not right. Why don't you let people be adults? You've completely destroyed the hospitality industry during COVID. You brought in all these really, really tough restrictions. So why don't you actually just let us get on and do our business? And that is have a place where people can come and dance, people can come and have a drink and socialize, maybe meet their new partner and have a good time along the way. We don't need the police to come in and tell us what to do in that respect.
Yeah, I suppose in Ireland, the temptation will be for people to order six shots, just before 2 a.m. People will always find a way around it. I think we can all agree, you in Australia, us here in Ireland, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Graham, I say that quite often, don't I? I say that to my... After 2 a.m., nothing good happens. You may as well just like call it a day because, you know, you're a bit worse for wear. It's just going to go downhill from there on in. Listen, I'd be really interested to find out how it's going to go for you guys and if that gets passed. And the lockout laws, I've never heard of that before. That is crazy. And it is crazy that the casino is exempt from this. How did that happen?
That's a very, very good question.
Yeah, find
Jen,
that out.
But I think,
I think the
suspicion is because the casino brings in a lot of gambling tax revenue for the government. So they feel that they are exempt because of that. Look, the lockout, there was actually lockout laws in other parts of Australia, but they've all been scrapped in the last year or two.
Yeah.
Sydney had it, Melbourne had it as well. Adelaide, we're in South Australia. So for your listeners, we're in the effectively the middle of Australia, but right down the bottom. Mm-hmm. So we're halfway between Perth in the west and Sydney in the east. But we've still got them. And there are a lot of people that argue that, well, why are we different from other parts of the world? And you're right. There are a lot of people that feel the lockout laws are crazy and there's no real need to keep them. But the statistics don't lie. There was a huge drop-off in hospital presentations. There was a huge drop-off in violent offending. There was a huge drop-off in violent fights and in incidents and assaults. So in that respect, that has worked.
Okay.
But is it, you know, if you're out at that time of morning, and I must admit I haven't been out that late in a while, that... Is it right that if I leave a nightclub for whatever reason and want to go somewhere else, that I can't get back in because it is 3:15 in the morning? I don't know. That is a long-held debate that we've had here in South Australia.
Okay, really interesting stuff. It's lovely to hear a different perspective and find out what you guys are doing. Andrew, thank you for joining us. Maybe I'll come to Adelaide one day and we'll have a blaster together. I don't know.
You would be more than welcome. We love Irish tourists down here.
Thanks, Andrew. See you later. There we go. That was Andrew Huff, investigations editor at the Advertiser newspaper in Adelaide, who has never, never, never had a blaster, hasn't had a blaster in a long, long time, and hasn't been out at that time of the day in a long, 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 long time, he says.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.